嘉定区2020学年第一学期高三英语教学质量检测试卷听力部分现在开始。
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Jessica, do you think you will have the report ready in time for the meeting?
The meeting is on Thursday morning, so that gives me 2 days. I'm pretty sure it will be ready in time.
Question. What day is it today?
Two. Excuse me, I want to buy a new car, and I'd like some information about the loans. What are the current interest rates?
Well, that depends on the amount you're thinking of borrowing.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Three. Can you tell me what the job involves?
Yes, sure. You will be required to deal with student inquiries and answer the phone.
Question. What are they talking about?
Four. I am surprised to see you in class today. I heard you were sick.
Me? You've got me mixed up with somebody else.
Question. What does the man mean? Five. Why are you leaving so early? The movie doesn't start till 7.
I don't want to be stuck in a traffic jam. It's terrible on the expressway during rush hours.
Question. What does the man mean? Six. How do you feel about the oil crisis in the news last night?
It's frightening. We need to find alternative energy sources very soon. I think wind energy will play an important part in the future.
Question. What does the man say we can do to deal with oil crisis?
Seven. How about Mike? Have you seen him after the big earthquake?
Yes, he's physically sound, but he won't talk to anybody, and he's very afraid of the darkness.
Question. What do we learn about Mike? Eight. Would you mind sending some milk and pizza to my room at 1 a.m., please?
Sorry, sir. The kitchen staff leaves at midnight.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Nine. Do you have the lecture schedule with you? I'd like to find out the topic for Friday.
I gave it to my friend, but there should be copies available in the library. I can pick one up for you.
Question. What does the man promise to do? Ten. Janice won't be coming back after she's had her baby. I suggest we keep Betty since she's done a good job over the last month.
I am afraid I can't agree with you. Remember that incident with the customer a couple of days ago? She hasn't got the right manners.
Question. What happened a few days ago? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two passages and one longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
When Alice Green was a little girl, her parents let her choose an American Girl doll. She picked the one with the hair color that matched her own. She looked like me, and I felt there was a piece of me in her, said Alice, now 17. But what about children with rare medical conditions who don't look like anyone else? Alice wanted to give these children the same gift she got as a child. So over the past several months, she has designed cloth dolls for four local kids who have facial differences, such as birthmarks or surgical cuts. I really value the beauty in the little things, Alice said. Each of these kids is special. I hope through these dolls they can see themselves in a new light and really accept their beauty. Alice, a senior at a high school in California, U.S., got the idea after reading a magazine story about a Doll Like Me project. This charitable project makes dolls for children with disabilities. So Alice reached out to an organization that provides free medical treatments for children. She asked if she could create similar dolls for some of its customers. Michelle Gilbert, chief officer of the organization, said she was impressed when she got her first look at the dolls Alice created. It was a very kind and big-hearted gesture to make dolls that will help a child feel like they're not alone.
Now listen again, please. When Alice Green was a little girl, her parents let her choose an American Girl doll. She picked the one with the hair color that matched her own. She looked like me, and I felt there was a piece of me in her, said Alice, now 17. But what about children with rare medical conditions who don't look like anyone else? Alice wanted to give these children the same gift she got as a child. So over the past several months, she has designed cloth dolls for four local kids who have facial differences, such as birthmarks or surgical cuts. I really value the beauty in the little things, Alice said. Each of these kids is special. I hope through these dolls they can see themselves in a new light and really accept their beauty. Alice, a senior at a high school in California, U.S., got the idea after reading a magazine story about a Doll Like Me project. This charitable project makes dolls for children with disabilities. So Alice reached out to an organization that provides free medical treatments for children. She asked if she could create similar dolls for some of its customers. Michelle Gilbert, chief officer of the organization, said she was impressed when she got her first look at the dolls Alice created. It was a very kind and big-hearted gesture to make dolls that will help a child feel like they are not alone.
Questions 11. Why did Alice make dolls for special children?
What does Michelle Gilbert think of Alice's action?
13. Which of the following might Alice agree with the most?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Have you ever had an experience where you meet someone new, learn their name, and think to yourself, "Wow, They really look just like their name. What does this mean exactly? Scientists are suggesting that humans tend to associate people's names with their appearance, and can even guess someone's name based on how they look. Researchers at the Hebrew University collected thousands of photos of people's faces. They labeled each photo with four names. Then, they asked volunteers to guess which of the four names was correct. The volunteers were able to guess the right name 38% of the time. It seems that humans are able to recognize certain characteristics of faces that can give them clues about someone's name. However, this only works when we are looking at names within our own culture. In addition, the volunteers were not as good at guessing the real names of people who use nicknames more often than their real names. This shows that a person's appearance is affected by their name only if they use it often. This kind of face name matching happens because of the self-fulfilling prophecy. That means, once a baby is named, the child may well develop into an adult who looks and acts just as the name suggests. In that way, we tend to become what other people expect us to become.
Now listen again, please. Have you ever had an experience where you meet someone new, learn their name, and think to yourself, "Wow, they really look just like their name"? What does this mean exactly? Scientists are suggesting that humans tend to associate people's names with their appearance and can even guess someone's name based on how they look. Researchers at the Hebrew University collected thousands of photos of people's faces. They labeled each photo with four names. Then they asked volunteers to guess which of the four names was correct. The volunteers were able to guess the right name 38% of the time. It seems that humans are able to recognize certain characteristics of faces that can give them clues about someone's name. However, this only works when we are looking at names within our own culture. In addition, the volunteers were not as good at guessing the real names of people who use nicknames more often than their real names. This shows that a person's appearance is affected by their name only if they use it often. This kind of face name matching happens because of the self-fulfilling prophecy. That means, once a baby is named, the child may well develop into an adult who looks and acts just as the name suggests. In that way, we tend to become what other people expect us to become.
Questions. 14. According to the passage, which of the following are humans likely to do?
What causes this kind of face name matching to happen, according to the passage?
According to the research, which of the following is true? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
We have with us in the studio today Simon, a scientist with an organization searching for intelligence and life in space. Simon, could you tell us something about it?
Yes, of course. We are a scientific organization that started in 1959 to search for radio signals from intelligent life in space.
So you believe that there is intelligent life in space?
No, I wouldn't say I believe that, but there may be intelligent life out there. It's certainly possible. Our sun is just one star among billions. There are many other stars in the universe.
So why are you searching for radio signals?
Because the distances in space are so great. If other life exists, we are more likely to know from their radio signals.
So you don't believe all those stories about people from space visiting our planet?
I'm afraid I don't. There's just no real evidence. But that doesn't mean there isn't other life in the universe.
If there is life, what might it be like?
Oh, it's hard to say. It might not look like us. For example, on a planet where gravity is low, people could look like giants.
Oh, really? Fascinating.
Even if we can't find life on distant stars, we might find simple forms of life in our own solar system.
That would be exciting. So far, have you found anything interesting?
I can't say we have, but we're going to keep looking.
Now listen again, please. We have with us in the studio today Simon, a scientist with an organization searching for intelligence and life in space. Simon, could you tell us something about it?
Yes, of course. We are a scientific organization that started in 1959 to search for radio signals from intelligent life in space.
So you believe that there is intelligent life in space?
No, I wouldn't say I believe that. But there may be intelligent life out there. It's certainly possible. Our sun is just one star among billions. There are many other stars in the universe.
So why are you searching for radio signals?
Because the distances in space are so great. If other life exists, we are more likely to know from their radio signals.
So you don't believe all those stories about people from space visiting our planet?
I'm afraid I don't. There's just no real evidence. But that doesn't mean there isn't other life in the universe.
If there is life, what might it be like?
Oh, it's hard to say. It might not look like us. For example, on a planet where gravity is low, people could look like giants.
Oh, really? Fascinating.
Even if we can't find life on distant stars, we might find simple forms of life in our own solar system.
That would be exciting. So far, have you found anything interesting?
I can't say we have, but we are going to keep looking.
Questions. 17. According to the dialogue, what is Simon's job?
According to Simon, why are radio signals being searched for?
Why didn't Simon believe the stories about people visiting from space?
What is the dialogue mainly about? 19. This is the end of listening comprehension.